Now, really fast about Charlie Kirk, I want you to turn really fast to Psalm 23. There's not Psalms, it's Psalm 23. And let's all go there just real fast and let's just read. I apologize. Go to, let's do something different. Let's do 1 Peter. Now, keep your hand in Psalm 23 because that's actually the true message. But I want to turn over. That's just the first scripture I saw in my notes. So 1 Peter, go to the back of your Bible and hang a left. And go to 1 Peter and go to chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Begin to say amen when you get there. Say, oh me, if you're still looking. Okay, I'm waiting. 1 Peter chapter 1. The oh me's, just say amen when you get there. I want everybody to see what I'm fixing to read to you by the word. And the reason I want you to bring your Bible is number one, if you're a Christian, this is our manual. We're in a different kingdom. We're in the kingdom of God. We're not one foot in it and one foot in the world. We are either a kingdom person or we're not. Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of kingdom people backslide and they got to come home. So the greatest thing about our God is there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. So our God is not a God of guilt or condemnation, especially when we make mistakes. Thank God for grace and mercy and forgiveness. The key, though, is that we understand that there's protection, there's truth in the Word of God, in the kingdom of God. And when you give your heart to Jesus, when Jesus becomes our Lord, right, then we're translated from the kingdom of the world into the kingdom of light through Jesus, the true light of the world. And that, the kingdom, whoo, that's the greatest place to be because there's hope, you see. So read with me 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Look what the word says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, say Lord, Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Not some preacher or not some denomination, the Lord Jesus, y'all. Who, according to his abundant mercy, thank God for that, has begotten us again to a living, say it with me, hope. Say it louder. Hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance, it's talking about us, incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away. Come on, y'all. I mean, it doesn't fade away. The only true hope we have, even in the midst of a terrible, terrible thing that has united most of the country, but has ticked off the enemy even more, there's only true hope, one hope, and it's in Jesus. Amen. And you have to understand that. Don't you lose hope. And I also want to give this warning to the body. Now, I realize that I'm the pastor of this church, so I'm talking to this church. I'm talking to whoever's watching, and a lot of people watch. Here's the warning. The vengeance is God's. It is not ours. We don't wish any bad things on anyone because we operate by love. Now, I can promise you what people sow, they will reap. But we cannot have an attitude of harming people on purpose because it's just going to happen. And you've seen it. Ooh, social media. Aye, 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 aye. There were people literally, and y'all all know it, celebrating his death. Charlie Kirk's death. Very bad. It was demonic. But listen, what we don't want to do is get such an attitude of disgust that we go into sin. Now, the Bible says to be angry, but sin not. So it's okay to be angry. I get angry when I have to deal with people that are under attack from the enemy. I'm ticked off at that devil, but it's not going to lead me to sinning. And that's the warning that I want to give this body, is we got to continue to operate by the greatest thing God gave us. After faith is love. And we got to pray for those people that are just flat mean. And you got to do it in your own life. When people are mean to you, just back away. Watch what happens. I mean, the vengeance is God's. I mean, he's not one that, I mean, he wants to get them born again. Would you say amen to that? Okay? And again, that's all I'll say. But I think when there's a tragedy, it can make us go, get them, God. You know, where really, do you realize that God loves that assassin just as much as he loves us? That's hard to imagine, huh? Wow. But he fell to the temptation of the enemy. Why? Well, because remember, we don't wrestle against flesh, against blood. What do we wrestle against? Spiritual darkness. I mean, the enemy. Jesus says in John 10:10, the thief, that's the enemy, comes not but for to, say it with me, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and more abundant life. So we're not to have a vengeance heart. We're to stand. We're to stand on the principles of God. We're to maintain our belief. We're, as a cowboy, a Western person, a city, it doesn't matter who you are. When Jesus is Lord, your shoulders are raised and your chest is out and you continue to operate by faith. You continue to operate by love. You continue in the things of God. And we're not going to be pushed out. Our country is still founded under the Judeo-Christian belief. The foundation of Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we're not going to be pushed out. So therefore, we're going to continue to trust our God. We don't. What they sow, they're going to reap. But be protected, okay? Always have a discerning spirit. You know, watch where you go. And just understand, we're in the end times, y'all. We are in the end times. I told Jamie, look, at Pendleton, Oregon, I'm on my horse. I just roped my second steer. He was a steer that, didn't have a good track record. They were pretty tough, to be real honest. All the steers that we've been roping, they've roped for one solid year. Now, understand, if you understand rodeo, a steer in the steer roping, most of you, if you don't understand steer roping, first event in rodeo. That's where you, in the pasture, this is where it came from, on the ranch, when you don't have a corral or a pen to doctor a cow, and you're out in the pasture, you have to rope him, you have to lay it down, and then your horse holds it down, you might have to tie its legs to keep it down, then you can doctor it, give a shot, whatever you need to do. That's where the event came from. And a Mexican steer from Mexico, they're just tougher. I mean, they just are. They are raised in rocks and not a lot of nourishment, and they just get strong. Well, as most of y'all know, the border has been shut down for going on a year now almost, in different shutdowns. And so we've been roping steers that are raised here in the United States, and they're just not as tough. So we've been roping the same set of steers all year up north. They've been roping them, and they're just not good. And this steer that I drew, I knocked him down, and I get off my horse, and I get to him. He's trying to get up, and I hold him down, but I'm on the opposite side of where I need to tie him on. His feet are on the other side. And I somehow get a string on his front leg, and then he was Superman because he got up, and I couldn't hold him down. And so I gather my horse up, and they take the rope off, and I come back, and a guy stops me, and he's from Pendleton, Oregon. His wife's a vet in another town, or he's in that area. And he says this, and he begins to bawl. Now, this is a guy that's about 250 plus muscle. He's a big guy. And he's bawling. And he said, "Man, would you please pray for a friend in the steer roping that is in his 30s that is dying of cancer?" And I told Jamie, wow, I'm seeing the young. Then and then we're seeing the devastation of someone getting killed on national TV because of politics. And it moved our country. But listen to me. We've got to stay hooked with who we are in Christ Jesus. And we've got to discern. We got to plead the blood. We got to stay under Psalms 91, we fear no evil. And we just understand that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen? 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 Come on. Because that's the lesson that we've got to stay hooked to. Amen?